Canto 8, Chapter 22. Bali Maharaj surrenders his life. Sri Shuka said, "Thus, having run into trouble with the Supreme Lord, O King, Bali, the Asura King, despite his awkward position, was an unperturbed soul who replied positively with the following words." Sri Bali said, "If, O Lord, praised in the verses, your goodness thinks that what I have promised proved to be false, O greatest of the gods, then let me, in order to be just in this matter, and not to have turned to cheating, offer you my head to put the third step of your lotus feet. I am not as afraid of residing in hell or of being bound in fetters, of facing hard to endure distress, a lack of funds, or to be punished by you, as I am of defamation. To be punished by you, the worshipable Lord, I consider the most favorable form for a human being, something one's mother, father, brother, or friends cannot offer. You are of us, Asuras, the unseen supreme guru, who gave us the vision that many of us were deprived of in our blind materialistic arrogance. Many of those who, of a different learning, were fixed on you in a constant enmity, achieved a state of perfection, a position which, as is known, equals that of the yogis. Despite being punished by your lordship, who are so full of wonders, I am therefore not ashamed, nor do I suffer that much, from thus being bound with Varuna's ropes. My grandfather, Prahlada, who is appreciated by your devotees, is famed all around for being a saint, as someone having you, the Supreme One, as his shelter, when he had to suffer all the nasty matters plotted by his father, who was your enemy. Of what use is this body that leaves you in the end? What is the service of all those profiteers who, passing as relatives, snatch away the inheritance? What is the need of a wife who only drags one more into the material world? And what is for a person certain of death the use of wasting his life with domestic attachments? My grandfather, the great devotee who so deep in his wisdom was afraid of worldly association, was free from fear in his surrender to the immovable refuge of your lotus feet, O my lord, O best of the best ones, even though you put an end to his own kind. I, who by providence was arrested and with force was bereft of all my wealth, to my luck have now also been brought under the shelter of you, the enemy of our family. The fact that wealth is a temporary thing and that life may end any moment is something a narrow-minded person does not think about." Sri Shuka said, "When Bali thus discussed his position, Prahlada, the favorite of the Lord, manifested himself right there, O best of the Kurus, like the moon rising in the sky. Indrasena, Bali, saw his grandfather, the most beloved one, present there in all his glory, with eyes as white as lotus petals, beautifully built, dressed in saffron, and with a body as dark as collyrium, and with long arms. Bound with the ropes of Varuna, he could not, as before, offer the respect he owed him, and thus he offered his obeisances, timidly bending his face downwards with eyes full of tears. The moment the great devotee saw the Supreme Master, the Lord, sitting there being worshipped by followers like Sunanda, he approached him with his head bent low, and then, moved to tears in his jubilation, paid his respects by falling flat to the ground." Sri Prahlada said, "Your lordship, who granted Bali this so very great position of Indra, today has taken it all back, and that is something I consider most beautiful. By denying him his opulence, you have done him a great favor, because that was what stood in the way of his self-realization. Who can properly recognize the purpose of his soul when even an educated, self-controlled person is bewildered by his opulence? I offer you, Narayana, the Lord of the Universe, the omnipresent silent witness, my respectful obeisances." Sri Shuka said, "O King, Then the mighty Hiranyagarbha, Brahma, proceeded to speak to Madhusudana, the Lord, in such a way that Prahlada, who stood there with folded hands, could hear it. But that very moment, Bali's chaste wife, who saw that her husband was arrested, O king, being caught by fear, offered with folded hands her obeisances to Upendra, Lord Vamana, and addressed him with her face turned downwards. Sri Vindhyavali, his wife, said, "You have created this threefold universe for the sake of your pastimes. You are its proprietor. But now foolish people and others, O controller, ignorantly imposing themselves, pose as proprietors. What do these shameless people have to offer you, the supreme creator, master, and annihilator?" Lord Brahma said, "O goodness of all living beings, O controller of each, O God of gods, O all-pervading one, please release this man now who has lost everything. Someone like him does not deserve it to be punished. He gave to you all the lands and all the worlds. With a firm resolve, everything he has achieved in his piety has been offered to you with an intelligence free from hesitation, all that he possessed, even his body. At your feet, he honestly offered water, grasses, and flower beds. How can such a worshipper, despite his most exalted offerings, despite his worship, after generously offering you the three worlds, deserve the pain given to him? Not being duplicitous, he deserves the highest destination." The Supreme Lord said, "O Brahma, it is my mercy to take away the riches from him who is led by it, for someone under the influence of material opulence takes pride in it and looks down on the entire world. When the living entity, dependent because of its karma, from birth to birth moves through different species of life, it longs to attain the human life form. It is also to be regarded my grace when a person, because of his human birth, activities, age, physique, education, achievement, wealth, and other opulences, not has hardened in this pride. Matters as a high birth and such that are the cause of arrogance and bewilderment, for a normal person together constitute impediments for attaining full beatitude. But no, my devotee is not disturbed by them. Bali, this best and most famous devotee among the Danavas and Daityas, already surpassed the insurmountable deluding material energy. Despite losing his wealth, he was not taken aback. Having lost all his riches, having fallen from his superior position, being reviled and arrested by his enemies, being deserted by his family and relatives, having suffered all kinds of uncommon hardship, being rebuked and cursed by his guru, he, fixed in his vow, did not forsake his truthfulness, the Dharma that I so deceitfully, for the sake of the gifts, spoke about. True to his word, this man never gave it up. Through me he has achieved a position that even for the immortal souls is most difficult to obtain. During the time of Savarni Manu, he will become the Indra enjoying my full protection. Till then, he may go and live in Sutala, the place created by the heavenly architect Vishvakarma, where it, because of my supervision, has been made impossible for the inhabitants to suffer psychically or physically any weariness, exhaustion, or defeat. O Indrasena, O Maharaj, please go now, O ruler. May there in Sutala, the place so desirable for even the denizens of heaven, for you, surrounded by your people, be all auspiciousness. None of the controllers of the worlds will be able to overrule your command there, not to speak of the common men, for I, with my chakra, will personally take care of all the daityas who defy your rule. I will protect you, your associates, and your property. In every respect, I will always stand by your side, O great hero. You will be able to see me there. In respect of my excellence, in that place the foolishness, from being associated with the Asura mentality of the Daityas and Danavas, will disappear instantly.